Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest helps people create credibility. He is the president of Paperback Expert, where he helps business owners publish a book that positions them as experts in their field. Business owners seek him out because they want brand strategy, and he helps make them best-selling authors as well as set up their profitable podcast. He uses what he calls the credibility marketing strategies to help them gain more clients, get more referrals, and grow their revenue. He is also an Amazon number one best-selling author of the book On Marketing. But one thing people may not know about him is that he is an avid, committed follower of Jesus Christ. And today, as we go through his interview, we will hear how God has been interwoven throughout his story as he talks about how he helps other people. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Michael DeLon. Welcome, Michael.
Jackie, thank you. Did you hear the applause? It's deafening. Just kidding. It's so good to be here with you. Thank you for having me. It's going to be a really, really fun conversation.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely believe that. We were talking before the recording started, and I was just telling him he was bubbling over with joy. And we know that's the joy of just Jesus Christ being in his life and his ability to use what God has given him to be a blessing to others. So we're going to get right into this interview. We want Michael to share his story about how he got to this point and how God was a part of that. So Michael, will you share your story with our audience?
Absolutely. Listen fast because I'm going to condense everything in. Okay. So yeah, you mentioned I'm a follower of Christ. I've been married 32 years.
Wow.
Jill and I got married in 90. And we've got four kids, two biological sons, two adopted daughters. We did foster care for 8 years. The first 5 years of my marriage were like this. My wife and I, we fought because even though we both grew up in church, nobody taught us how to be married. And so after 5 years of conflict, we went to a Family Life marriage conference. Family Life's a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ. And we sat in a ballroom for a weekend as they unpacked God's blueprints for marriage. Now, I didn't know God had blueprints for marriage. So we grabbed those blueprints. We applied them. Our marriage started getting better. And this was in the 90s. And at that time, I was working in Christian radio sales. So I was out working with business owners, helping them grow their business. Well, I realized very quickly, business owners don't want to buy Christian radio. They want to sell products and services. And so I had to get really good at marketing for small business owners. And so I studied marketing. I learned how marketing worked for small business. Well, at the end of the 90s, God led me out of the radio station to a startup.com back when Amazon was just getting started. That company was ahead of its time, really, Jackie. And so it only lasted 2 years before it went bankrupt. And so I found myself standing in the living room of my house looking up going, God, what am I supposed to do now? And he spoke to my heart. He said, Michael, I want you in a ministry to marriages, and I want you at Family Life, that ministry that changed our marriage. And I said, well, duh, why didn't I think of that? So I called Family Life. We interviewed. They welcomed us onto their staff. And I was in Indiana. They were in Little Rock. So we moved to Little Rock, Arkansas, after 2 years of raising financial support because we were now missionaries to the family. And I thought really it was going to be the last thing I ever did in my life. Because I love the ministry. I love helping marriages. Well, I climbed the corporate ladder and 6 years later was on the leadership team of the ministry. Then they started going through corporate reorganizations. And after the third reorganizational chart was rolled out, my name was no longer on the leadership team. Mm-hmm. And so they started shuffling me around the ministry to do different things. And that was the beginning of a 2 year prison term, as I call it, because I was in a job that I hated at a ministry that I loved. And after 2 years of just sucking me dry every day, I finally got fed up and I said, God, I've got to get out of this place. And he said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to go help small business owners with marketing because they struggle with it. They hate it. And I love it. And he said, go. And so on January 1st of 2013, I escaped from prison. I left ministry. I started a marketing consulting firm. And I'd come out and talk with you, Jackie. I'd say, hey, Jackie, I can help you grow your business. And you'd meet with me. We'd have a great conversation. And somewhere in that conversation, you'd say, now, Michael, what have you done in the last few years? Who have you helped? And I said, well, I've helped build marriages and families at Family Life. And you'd say, Michael, that's honorable. Way to go. Oh, look at the time. I've got another meeting coming up. And you'd usher me out the door. You had no trust in me at all that I could help you. So I wasn't getting any clients. I knew I had to fix that. So I went back to my church one day, second floor. I was pacing the hallways. I can remember it today. And I said, God, how do I help Jackie? Because I know I can. And God gave me the idea to take all of my marketing strategies and put them in a book. And so in 2013, I published my book on marketing. Then, Jackie, I would call you. I'd set an appointment with you. I'd mail a copy of my book to you. And a week later, I'd walk into your office. And there it was. My book was on your desk, dog-eared, highlighted, and underlined. You'd read my book. In that meeting, you'd say, now, Michael, in your book, you said, how do you help me do that? And you'd hire me. Now, Jackie, what changed between those two meetings that we had? Did my background in ministry change? Nope. Did my understanding of marketing change? Not at all. What changed was how you thought of me when you got a copy of my book. That changed everything. And that was the seed that got planted that today has grown into Paperback Expert, where we work with and serve business owners, helping them create a book without writing a word, and then use their book to gain clients, get referrals, and grow their revenue. That was a lot. That's my story, but you can see God was working in and through the whole thing, and why I ended up becoming a marketing-centric book publisher for small business owners.
Yeah, and I want you to tell people what they can find inside of the book, because I think a lot of small business owners do struggle. But I especially think Christian business owners struggle, and they think, I don't know if I can continue in this because people are not connecting with me. So what would you tell them based on your book?
Yeah, I mean, really what you want to do is you want to connect people with what are their pain points? What are they struggling with? What a book does is it really separates you from all of the other competitors that you have, number one. It allows you to tell your story. What do we all vie for in business and prospecting? We're looking for a conversation. Why? The conversation allows us to start building common ground and get people to like us. Why wait for a conversation? Why don't you mail somebody a copy of your book or let them download it for free? They can read about who you are. The story that I just told is in my book. It allows you to explain the process that you take people through, the way you've helped other people, and it allows somebody to have a 1 or 2 hour conversation with you one-on-one through the pages of your book, so that when they schedule that call with you, it's not a first call. It's a second or a third call in their mind. They already know you. They like you. They trust you. Mm-hmm. They just need to ask a few questions. So it's about telling your story and your stories of how you help people and why you're different so that people can bond with you emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, how could the church use this same strategy?
Oh, well, easily. You know, how many churches do workshops or seminar sermon series on marriage, on parenting, on what are the things that most people deal with? Raising kids, right? Conflict in marriage, how to have a strong marriage. Why don't we write books on those things? I mean, I think really that's what John MacArthur's done and Chuck Swindoll's done and Andy Stanley's done and John Maxwell. That's all they do. They take their sermon series, they put it into a book form, then they give it out or sell it out. That's all you need to do. It's not rocket science. Unfortunately, the church has this segment thing that's secular and sacred. And it's like, no, it's all the same. Your congregants, your people in your community are hungry for information around how to have a thriving marriage. Well, give it to them. Give it to them in a sermon series that's turned into a book, because they may never darken your door, but your ministry could happen through a book as well. Absolutely. So many ways you can do it.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you said something very key there. When you look at the church, they want to separate it. But all of this is interwoven. It's not like God is just God of our spiritual life.
Totally. Every day. I mean, this is God's business. He gave me this idea for this business almost 11 years ago. We steward it as if it's his. And every day I'm making decisions about what we're doing and where we're going. And I'm like, okay, I've got to make sure this is bathed in prayer. And I'm seeking him to go, all right, Lord, show me where I'm going. And please redirect me when I get off path, because I'm sure I have Michael's way about doing some things. And God's going, you dummy, don't do it that way. Right? But it's all, we are all integrated in such a unique way. So, but the other thing I think it does with believers is, for a long time, when I first started my business, I mean, I've always put like in my book that I'm a follower of Christ and things, but I was not as vocal with it on online mm-hmm. and in my profiles and things early on. And then finally, I realized that that was not good for me. That was not mm-hmm. a good representation of who I was and whose I am. And so I started putting it out there. So when I join a networking group or a mastermind group, or I'm on stage speaking, my intro is just like I gave you here. I'm a follower of Christ. That's number one. I want people to know who I am. I'm not coming after them with the Bible. I'm not here to beat you up and evangelize you right here. That's not what it's about. It's about you understanding who I am, my value system. And what I find is people who are not believers, people who many times are opposed to a lot of what Christianity stands for, connect with me because I'm genuine. And so it's a way for me to put Christ out there, put me out there and say, this is who I am. And I'm going to accept you for who you are. But you just need to understand this is my value system.
Yeah.
And people resonate with that.
And it's a couple of things that just stood out to me. One, you're introducing them to Christ by you just being yourself. Yeah. And two, what I love is you're helping people use their God-given gifts, talents, and abilities to help sow into other people's lives. And I think a lot of times people forget that, hey, God put us here for a purpose other than telling people about Jesus Christ. Your introduction may be you using your talent, gifts, and abilities. Right. And we should not look at those things as separately. And so when I think about people who feel like they have nothing to contribute, they feel all alone and the church can't use me, I want to tell them, hey, go see Michael, because he can show you how you can become an expert in whatever God has given you as a gift, talent, or ability.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they come to me, I'm going to tell them to stop buying the lie, because that's just a lie they're believing. Just like Eve bought a lie in the garden. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Adam. But when we believe that lie from Satan that we're not worthy, we don't have anything to contribute, we're saying more about our belief in God than our belief in ourselves, because he's given everybody, every Christian, at least one gift. And that is a gift to be used in the body. And so you need to, as somebody told me years ago, stop talking to yourself, stop listening to yourself and start talking to yourself. Use scripture, tell yourself who you are, whose you are, and that you are valuable and you have something to contribute at some level. Use it.
Yeah, I love it. Michael, what is next for you?
The big next thing for us is we are setting up I'm calling it a family foundation. It's a legacy. It's a 200-year vision for our company and our family to build not just wealth, but wealth for giving, for character, teaching the next generation how to be stewards of all that God has given us. That includes money, but it includes time and it includes talent. How do we position ourselves as servants? Because Jesus came to serve, not to be served. How do we live that out? And how do we equip the next generation and give them a bigger platform to proclaim Christ and to do some great things? So that's what I'm working on right now. And it's an iterative process and it's going to take a few months, but it's very exciting.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it, Michael. And I know it's going to benefit the world in a great way. Tell people how they can connect with you.
Yeah, our website's the easiest thing. It's paperbackexpert.com. And from there, you can learn all about our services. You can connect with me online. You can get lots of free trainings that we've put on there. So paperbackexpert.com.
Yeah, I love it. Now, Michael, as we wrap up your interview today, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the audience that they can implement into their life today?
Be yourself. And I tell you that because for a long time, Jackie, I did not do video because I didn't have a great studio or a great microphone. And I'd once in a while. And so it kept me from taking my message out to the world. And when I realized that I just need to show up like Michael, that broke down all the barriers. And if you like Michael and who I am, then let's talk. But if I offend you, if you don't like me, then go away. Because we're not going to have anything in common, right? I am myself. This is who I am. Be yourself, and you're going to have a lot more fun in life. You're going to impact more people, and you're going to be more true to who God made you to be.
Yeah, amen to that. CWS audience, you have heard him. The challenge is issued. Be yourself. Show up as the person that God has created you to be. You're going to do some great things in this world. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.